Welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS's Polyethylene and Polypropylene Podcast. I'm Michelle Klump, ISIS's U.S. Polymers Editor. I'm here with George Martin, who is our Latin American Polymers Editor. Hi, George. What's happening in Latin American polyethylene markets so far in the second quarter?
Hi, Michelle. As we see everywhere, demand appears to be softening in most Latin American countries with the perception that prices are dropping. Buyers don't want to build inventories that could become expensive in a couple of weeks. But keep in mind that things are slightly different in each country because every market has its own dynamics and regulations.
I understand that Mexico is an important polyethylene market in Latin America. How is Mexico doing?
Mexican polyethylene sellers had a tough time in March with industry events and holidays that slowed down sales. The local producer reduced prices by 5% on March 19th, but demand did not improve by much. The Mexican peso has been gaining against the US dollar, and this has made the imports more competitive. But everyone is ready for a price reduction in April or May, and this is reducing demand for resins regardless of their origin. Changes come more slowly to Argentina and Brazil. Those countries could see a price reduction in May, but not earlier. Countries on the Pacific coast, such as Chile, Peru, Ecuador, and Colombia, are already receiving cheaper imports. Venezuela may not see any changes.
Do you see a similar scenario in Latin America for polypropylene prices?
Certainly. Polypropylene prices are headed down in Latin America because of the lower settlements of feedstock propylene in the US Gulf, which is the benchmark for the region. Again, Brazil and Argentina will not have a polypropylene price reduction until May, if it happens. Venezuela could see changes only on the imported component of their supply, which is not too large. Mexico has been following propylene price moves very closely because they need to compete with US prices. US product enters Mexico without import tariffs. The domestic producer must have prices compatible with the US offers, which usually follow feedstock changes to the penny. Many polypropylene contracts are based on propylene price changes.
Do you think polypropylene prices are following a similar pattern to last year's?
There are many similarities for sure. Prices skyrocketed early in the year because of cracker maintenance and low refining rates. This caused demand destruction, as happened last year. Transformers cannot transfer the costs to the final consumer quick enough. So, when possible, they wait for lower polypropylene prices while buying minimal quantities.
Has polypropylene supply been adequate in the region?
Polypropylene markets have tightened in South America with recent plant outages. The largest producer in Argentina had a technical failure in mid-January that caused the plant to stop for nearly a month. More recently, the same producer was forced to stop operations for about a week when a fire erupted at the YPF refinery that feeds propylene to this producer. Production has also diminished in Chile, where the local producer must run at lower rates because of lack of feedstock propylene from the state-owned refinery. This has been going on since January. Production has stabilized in Chile at lower levels.
How are these shortages being covered?
Brazil's Braskem and Colombia's Propilco are the two regional producers who have exportable volumes. As a Mercosur member, Brazil sells in Argentina without paying import tariffs. Chile has low tariffs in general, regardless of resin origin. Other sources of polypropylene resins have been the US Gulf, the Middle East, and Asia.
Thank you, George. We'll meet again soon for our next Pep Talk.
My pleasure.